Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir. I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Stephen King is here. Steve is the president and the CEO of Growth Force. They do a lot of great things for small business owners, which I'll let him tell you about a little bit later on. He's the author of the CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, the CEO Guide to Increasing Profits, CEO Guides to Reducing Fraud. You're starting to get the picture here, right? It's all about helping you become a better CEO, which, as you know, makes him my partner in crime, because you know that's all I talk about around here, is you naturally become the manager of your business, but it's not as natural. It's not as automatic. It's not as seamless for you to step into the orbit of the CEO, and that's what Steve does all the time. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. I love having you on the show because you help us become better at the financial management of our business. You know, we all know how to sell our stuff. We all know we love our stuff. We know how to develop it. We know how to create it. We know how to make it better. We know how to make it shinier. We know how to present it. We know how to sell it and strategize it and deliver it and help customers use it. But then when they pay us for it, or don't pay us for it, when our vendors require us to pay them, that whole, what I call the diaper changing side of the business, that's where we're not as intuitive. We're not as, it's not as much fun. And that's where you come in. Help us with that.
Well, you know, what's always amazed me, Growth First has outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services for small businesses and nonprofits that use QuickBooks. And we look at, you know, I've looked at thousands of small businesses, and I've always been amazed at how many don't make money.
Yeah.
You know, when you look, you're looking at the work that they sweat and the tears and the hours and the impact on the family's life, and you think, well, why are you doing it? And so what we've done is we've created this reporting matrix around which you can help figure out what data do you need to have at your fingertips in order to make those decisions, to pull those levers and increase the bottom line. And that's kind of what's got us excited today.
So walk us through the first steps. What's the first thing? First, you have to say, I want to be a better financial manager. I am going to be devoted to becoming a better financial manager, even when it pushes me outside my comfort zone. We have to start with that, don't we?
100% right. 100% right. You know, all of the problems are somewhere between the keyboard and the chair.
Exactly.
And so it starts with, you know, what we suggest is you have to start with what are the decisions that you have to make in order to increase profits. And you just mentioned the first decision, right? You got to get the right frame of mind. You got to understand where should you focus your energy. And so what we suggest is you want to look at a macro view at a one-page company scorecard, which you look at your revenue, your gross profit, and your bottom line, your net income. And you look to see where is your problems. Is your problems in the top line? Are your problems in the bottom line? Or is your problems in the margins?
In the middle.
And then you can figure out in the middle, the line, right? When you say above the line, below the line, somebody wants to ask you, what's the line? Gross profit. To me, that's the most important number of the entire business, because that
Thank
tells you.
You
for all the work that you, yeah, for all the well, work I, that you do, are you making money on that work?
I was talking about something the other day, and I said, folks, I know when you wake up in the morning, you think about how much am I going to sell today. But if we could get you to wake up every morning and say, how can I drive my gross profit? If you could wake up every morning, not how can I cut expenses, how can I get more sales, but if the first thing out of your head is, how can I drive my gross margin? then you wouldn't need a whole lot of other stuff. So many things would fall into place, right?
Everything. And it amazes me how many
it's probably the thing that most small business owners know the least about, unfortunately, what their gross margin is.
Because their systems weren't set up right to be able to deliver that. They got an alphabetical chart of accounts because that makes it convenient for the CPA to do the tax return.
That's exactly right. Always annoyed
and
me,
so the
alphabet.
The first thing you got to do is you got to figure out, are you pricing your jobs right? You got to look at that gross profit. Look at the lowest 10 to 15% of your clients and figure out which ones should you fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then replace them with higher margin clients, and that will immediately go right to your bottom line.
Yep. And other things, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, how to drive that margin. We're going to make – folks, if my main goal is to make you a better CEO, my second main goal is to help you focus on those margins. And nobody will focus on it more than you. 20 Tail, right back with Stephen King. I'm Jim Blaxengate. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxengate. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.